Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The guys, you know, specifically us up front, and even the whole offense, he has a relationship with each guy. He's got a handshake with each guy. That's real. That's genuine. That makes people want to play for you and play hard for you. And so he's the first guy, you know, when other guys have success, to give you, you know, your credit and talk about life outside of football. He just does such a great job of forming genuine, real relationships with each person.
Bills offensive lineman David Edwards on Bulldog right there. High praise.
I'm a man of the people.
Welcome to 2025.
It's the first time I've heard that said. Watched the ball drop, but I don't think I had the sound. I haven't had to write or say, who do you write checks anymore? I haven't written a check in 6 months.
Where is this going?
2025. Like, I don't know what. Oh, right. Normally I would, you know, maybe. Well, it's only the second day of the year, but this sounds weird. I don't know.
I get so annoyed by anybody that needs me to write a check. Yeah. Can't I just touch your phone with mine?
It took me a while to get there, but I finally.
Can I just wiggle my nose? You have the money?
I finally did. I set up auto pay for everything, and then you know what happened? My debit card expired, and I had to go into every, and like one of something I forgot. You know, like I just didn't make all the rounds, and so eventually, maybe it was Easy Pass. I don't remember who, like something I got out of, like, you're way behind on payments, and your card's expired. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go in and fix that. Yeah, so that was kind of annoying.
It was your cleaning staff.
I did not time it very well.
I think it was your cleaning staff that you're thinking of was the one that you didn't.
Anyway, 2025.
Set up the automatic payments.
Yeah, that's it. Yes.
It was for your haberdasher. Your haberdasher didn't get his $30 a month.
The person who's in charge of cleaning what's the Trista thing?
The credenza.
The person who takes care of our credenza. I needed to update my credit card info for them.
Your credenza card.
My credenza team.
Matt is on WGR. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. You know, the Pro Bowl thing, on one hand, it's upsetting kind of because the Bills have a lot of good players, but they don't really get the recognition, especially on defense, maybe partially because of the team that they run. They don't put up the numbers that some other players would. But, I mean, you look and you see the Colts have, like, three Pro Bowlers, and it's like, come on, huh? And
who, the Colts?
On the one hand, it's upsetting, but, you know, it also points to maybe that the Bills are probably more than any other team in the NFL, a whole that's greater than the sum of its parts. And I think possibly, especially on defense, that maybe one of the reasons why they struggle so much in the playoffs is because at times you just need individual players to be able to step up and kind of like take over in certain situations. I don't think we had those, like Chris Jones or someone like that. Because even if you look back at the Super Bowl years with the Bills, we talked about their offense was explosive and this and that, and the defense was never that good in the regular season, but you look at the four AFC championship games, and in total they allowed 26 points in those games. And so, yeah, the offense was explosive, but when the defense needed to step up, they had a lot of really, really good players.
Right. No, it's a good point, I think. I think there's some merit to this.
Yep. I do too. It's part of the reason. I mean, Benford is so good. He should just be playing man. Well, he's so good playing this way, right? He's getting great results for you playing this version of the defense. So I don't just assume that any guy can just do it a different way. But this is a very, I think, good point inside of the larger point that we've talked about for almost an hour now, like their style of defense and how they go about it. Yeah, I think it makes sense too. Like, it doesn't lend itself. We don't know if maybe Benford could have 7 picks if he played more man coverage than he does, but he doesn't play a lot of man, at least a little. He plays a little more than maybe we think, like Sal said last segment, but you know, it's you gotta have some stats for that stuff, and nobody's really got them. You know, like, who are the guys you'd be looking at? Milano missed most of the year, missed most of last year. Von Miller's coming off of a horrible year last year, coming back from an injury, and, you know, is playing 20 snaps a game. You know, who's next?
Rousseau,
maybe? Like,
well, I feel defensive ends. Max Crosby, Miles Garrett, Trey Hendrickson.
Right. TJ Watt isn't even on that. Is he a linebacker on this or something? Or is he not even there? Okay.
He's an outside linebacker.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, who's supposed to be there, you know?
Cook is maybe my answer. Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, Jonathan Taylor. He could have come in over Mixon, but they are almost identical, like in yards. Not in yards per carry, but in yards and in touchdowns. Like, Mixon's up there. He's also more famous. Like, right. Benford is not famous. He was not a high draft pick. You can't say this year that the Bills aren't high profile, though. They've been good for a number of years, mm-hmm. and, you know, everything that comes with that, they've been
prime time exposure all over the place. Right.
But it didn't really happen. I think maybe there's a good point here about just, like, your point is right. Nate, who's the guy? You know, who should have made it? Like, that, there's some merit to that. The caller's point is smart, I think. Maybe they just don't have enough difference makers that are obvious stars, and Miller obviously was that. I mean, that was an effort to do that a couple of years ago on their right. defense, but his injury and then his age.
I think of the guys that, you know, didn't get named that have a case, I think Cook has the strongest case too. But it's not, to me, a blowout, you know? And the point about who's more famous matters, you know? Like, this, maybe we'll see if this all changes once the Bills choose who they're going to pay. And if they have more success here. Like, I mean, they've had success, but they've not been to the Super Bowl yet. They've only been to the one AFC title game. So that's where a lot of the name gets made. And then, you know, guys will need to get paid. Shakir eventually is going to need a contract. Cook, we'll see what happens there. Rousseau is up for a contract. Benford will be up for a contract. One of the ways guys become known commodities and stars in the league is when their turn comes up and they get the 5-year, $150 million contract. Everybody goes, oh, wow, what a great player.
Cook also, for his part, 197 rushes, which is the second lowest of anybody in the top. He's 17th in the league in rushing, so let's just say 17. Only Bucky Irving has 9 fewer carries than Cook. Cook, 197. Derrick Henry, 305. I mean, more than 50% more. If you can't, and you shouldn't, because part of it, his success is workload, and, you know, he's not built like Derrick Henry.
Right.
But if you were to put 50% more numbers up on Cook's season to give him the same mm-hmm. opportunities as Henry, you would have 20 touchdowns. You know, you'd have maybe 1,400, 1,500 yards. Derrick Henry, by the way, so his production was starting to come down, but the last 2 weeks, 55 touches, 354 yards. And they'll play to win Saturday. They are a 20-point home favorite against Cleveland. Just wonder if they might like to
get out in front curtail and rest some people. That would make sense. Yeah.
Saturday, the day of that game, is Henry's 31st birthday. In the last 7 seasons, He's over 10,000 rushing yards just in that amount of time. 10,051. That's it. That's the whole tweet. Saquon Barkley will not play this week. He's at 2,005 yards, leading the league in rushing, of course, 100 shy of the record. Are you surprised?
No. I thought all along, when we would talk about if he gets the record, because, you know, MVP, right, is no way a running back's winning it. Well, what if he gets the record?
Right.
I think consistently I said, I just don't think he'll get the record. They're gonna shut him down eventually, you know, if they're locked in, and sure enough they are. So, no, I'm not surprised. I think it makes all the sense in the world. I think it would be almost insane in this atmosphere that we live in now with resting guys and not taking these chances if Nick Sirianni went out in front of microphones and said, yeah, well, actually, we're going to play in the whole game and get him the record. That would be incredible. So I'm not surprised in the least that he's shut down for this game.
Philadelphia locked into the two. There aren't that many games this weekend. Everybody's playing. There's no Thursday night tonight. They're all Sunday or Saturday, 2-1 Saturday and then Sunday. There aren't many games that are looking very good. Both teams incentivized to win. Even the teams like the Steelers, in the event of a Raven win, or like the Rams are going to sit their guys where seeding could be affected, they seem like they don't care.
Yeah.
The Rams don't care about slipping to the 4 seed, which they could do if they lose to Seattle. So Stafford is supposed to sit. It's very much like the preseason. The right. Bills will be like that too. Maybe the Patriots too.
We'll see. Like I know it's not, I said this to Sal a little while ago. I know it, you know, he's playing. It's Thursday. Like, I don't know. Like to me, ownership could still make a call. And even with Mayo, if he's at all on shaky ground with the people above him, they might feel like it's an opportunity to kind of test him a little bit. Like I wouldn't put it past the Crafts at all to try to intervene there on May playing.
Boy, every time you say Mayo, I think you're going to go into the Ross Tucker read.
Yeah.
Plus, you said Kraft.
Wow, look at that. I'm all over it. Said advertising, it works.
Mayo, Crafts.
Well, I got to tell you something about a mistake that I was making about a product that's now being aired on, maybe I'll just do it now. The Lake Hour is like seltzer canned cocktails, right? We've had them in the house. They're good. Love them. I think we had them here at the Christmas party. And they to my ears, only started running ads on our station like this fall. Like this football season when I noticed the ads. For a couple of years, I've been sitting in a spot in a bar with a cooler full of them, the labels like facing out at me. There's signage in the restroom right above the urinal. Same, the Lake Hour, Lake Hour, Lake Hour.
Location.
It wasn't until I heard the ads on our show that I realized the name of that product was Lake Hour and not Lake House. In my head, staring at the cooler.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say for how many hours at a time, but like frequently in this spot. Using that restroom, drinking it out of my refrigerator at home.
Not the urinal.
I thought, Lake House. This thing is called Lake House. I heard the ad here. I'm like, oh, that's weird. There's another company that makes that product that's called. It's got a slightly different name. It wasn't. I went back to the bar. I'm like, I'm such an it. Like, I don't know what kind of dissonance this was from me that I just could not see Lake Hour on the label, but I didn't.
You got to the HOU and you thought it was house. I mean, Lake House is a thing.
Yeah.
Lake Hour is maybe not a thing.
Right,
except for this thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
803-0550. It is Pro Bowl snub day. Oh. I'm proud of our society. I haven't seen the word snub too many times today. Yes. They really wanted to make sure James Cook did not get on this team. It was a snub. It was intentional. That's what snub means. If it's intentional, then you're snubbed. If it's not, it's just like you didn't make it. Sorry. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.